Well, hello there, and welcome to the very first edition of That's So Braven. Because it's me, Ben Raven, for the Court of Nerds, and we don't have a cast this week. People are traveling, it's the holidays. Kevin's in the frickin' ER, Sledge. It's just been a little hectic, so I decided I was just going to do a little wrap-up, get something up there, let you guys know we're still here, still trying to bring you coverage and stupidity and nerdery and all that stuff through the holidays. And I wanted to wrap up the year that we had. I wanted to talk about Carrie Fisher, and I wanted to talk about wrestling, the year in wrestling, since that's my specialty. And if you're going to listen to That's So Braven and become a Braven, craving some Braven, oh geez, then you're going to have to get used to some wrestling. So, and it's also a chance to get the heck out of here if this doesn't interest you at all. So yeah, 2016 continued to be an asshole when Carrie Fisher, after 3 days in intensive care, died after suffering a cardiac incident on a flight. She was 60 years old. Of course, Princess Leia, Star Wars. Fantastic writer, fantastic voice. She did everything. She could tell a story through any medium, in her wittiness, her honesty, and just her overall outgoing personality and just unique. Just unique persona. She was just a very different celebrity, if you will. And she's a generation's first love, first crush. I mean, Princess Leia, Star Wars. Are you kidding me? That's so many people's first, like, crush and love. And just, but she was so much more to them than that. She was a powerful, heroic female figure in a time where there weren't a ton of them in movies. And she was a trendsetter. She paved her own path, but she also helped start paving it for others. And she was just important, just a very important, special person, and she'll be missed. And it's a very sad thing to see happen at 60 years old. Yay to go here, but Star Wars, she did film all of her scenes, reports are saying, for the next Star Wars episode. So very interested to see how that plays out and if it changes things at all, because you have no idea what would be happening for the third installment of the new trilogy. So yeah, we'll see what happens there, but just terrible. Not even thinking about Star Wars at all, just terrible to lose Carrie Fisher. And nerdom took a big hit, and she will be deeply missed. As for 2016, it might have been a pretty shitty all-around year for various reasons across the board. You know, it's just been a weird year, no doubt about that. But for the Court of Nerds, we had a pretty successful year, and just super proud of the work that we've done as a website, as a podcast, as Comic-Con moderators, as free comic book day event and trivia hosters and all that. We've done a lot of crazy stuff that, and interviewed a bunch of people that we've idolized and read and grown up with and just dreamed of talking to. We've talked to so many of those people this year, like not just one huge name. I feel like we've had just 2016 has been crazy, and we're just very thankful for all our listeners, all the people that talk to us. I mean, my goodness, Peter David, Benjamin Percy, Scott Snyder, Tom King twice. We got Tom King to talk to us twice. The list just goes on and on and on and on and on, and you can find that at thecourtofnerds.com under our podcast tab. It's been a crazy year. We've got something for everyone. We've talked to literally who's who of everyone. We had a crazy Jackson, Michigan conversation with Scott Clow. I mean, just, we covered it all. We covered it all. And that's only scratching the surface of what we did this year. We kicked it off on Free Comic Book Day in Grand Rapids with Vault of Midnight. We hosted our first ever live podcast. We hosted Free Comic Book Day. We did games. We did a cosplay contest. We did a lot. And it was fun and it was hectic, and we were out of the studio and in the streets, and it was an amazing experience. And do want to just thank Celebration and Vault and Tardies for all the giveaways that they gave us. It was fantastic. You guys rock. So supportive. Grand Rapids Comic Con. Much more on them later, but just everyone that got us gear and giveaways, thank you for helping us put on a great event with Vault of Midnight. That was awesome. We hope to do it again. And then Grand Rapids Comic Con came along. Not only did they sponsor us, thank you, But they let us moderate panels. That's right. The coordinators got to moderate panels. The three of the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers on the left and right, Lieutenant Tasha Yar from Next Generation. Like, we did, we had some pretty great interviews. Will Travol, just, it goes on and on. Austin St. John, there's another Ranger. It's just off the top of my head. It was just an amazing experience. We wrote about that. All that stuff is on thecordinerds.com and our Facebook page if you want to go back. That was an amazing experience. Just thanks so much. Thank you so much to Mark Hodges for letting us do that, giving us money, letting us keep doing what we do, and just giving us a chance to get our names out there and just grow, grow with us. We love Grand Rapids Comic Con. We covered it the year before. We got sponsored by it and worked it this year, and it's just been really fun to grow with that event. And they're already announcing guests for next year's event, and we're, goodness, 10 months out. WrestleMania, the year that Kevin Owens and AJ Styles broke through to the top, and guys like that, just indie guys like that, or guys that came through NXT, it was just a huge year for, and just so weird to see, because the fans have rejected the idea of Roman Reigns so just consistently. Anywhere he goes, it's rejected. And just to think that a year ago it was all about coronating Reigns as the new face of the company, where it doesn't feel like he's anywhere near that now. Now he is in the WWE's mind. There's no doubt about that. But he is not in the fans' mind. The roster is deep. And that's why they did the brand split. That's given people like Baron Corbin, like Dolph Ziggler, The Miz, a chance to just shine. The Miz might be the best thing in wrestling right now. That's crazy to think about. The Miz and AJ Styles and Chris Jericho might be the three most vital pieces to current WWE setup. I know John Cena's making his way back, and that always mixes things up, and Goldberg and Brock Lesnar are in the mix, but AJ Styles, The Miz, and Chris Jericho, without those three guys, TV would be a mess right now, and that is crazy to say, because in January of 2016, AJ Styles just debuted, and he couldn't even get the full camera's attention during his entrance. So there's that. The Miz was kind of, he's same spot on the card that he is right now, but just not the hot character and just the great storylines and the great mic work and just the chance to be the Miz and shine and get ample amounts of time. He was not getting that in January 2016. He is now, and it's amazing. Then you look at Chris Jericho. Oh my goodness, this guy is amazing. He has reinvented himself so many times in so many different ways and just come back and come back and come back. He is 46 years old, and he is one of the three guys that I just mentioned as vital to the current WWE product. The relationship with Kevin Owens is great TV. The list is hilarious. He's selling more merch than he probably has since the mid-2000s. The list shirts, my goodness, those are everywhere. But Jericho, his ring work has been great. Sure, the Rollins and Jericho match at the Roadblock pay-per-view wasn't anything to write home about, but Jericho has just been so consistent. He's just been so Jericho. This guy is one of the greats. That's obvious, but my goodness, people look at what this guy is doing at the age of 46. It's just impressive. It's impressive, and he's got a big payoff with Kevin Owens. Whenever they decide to split that up, there's months of quality television. So, bravo to WWE, bravo to Chris Jericho, and bravo to the brand split, because Chris Jericho, The Miz, and AJ Styles are shining. And I'm excited to see Finn Balor come back, because I really feel like they were about to put the ball on him. I'm ready for them to book Kevin Owens as a champion. I guess those are just some of my concerns. Kevin Owens doesn't feel like the guy, even though people want him to be the guy. People know. Chris Jericho, I'd love to see him. I think he deserves another run, and I think The Miz I'm just ranting here. Like I said, I've been drinking. I think The Miz, as I said on the Geeks Talk Wrestling collaboration I've been doing with Austin for the Geekiverse, The Miz is my pick for the Rumble. I feel it. He's being built. Sure, he's got the Intercontinental Championship belt, but I don't know. He is being built as so built and built and booked as so much more than just the IC champ. And sure, he's restoring the IC title. Him and Dolph Ziggler made the IC title feel special again. Sure, it was through gimmicks, but it did. You can't deny that. It felt special. The IC title mattered. These guys were putting their careers on the line and their livelihood on the line, per se. And they made it matter again. And sure, it's a risk taking Miz off of that, but I think, goodness gracious, I think there's something there with Miz. Miz is the guy that can get people over. And if it's going to be Kevin Owens beating if it's going to be Roman Reigns beating Kevin Owens at the Royal Rumble, then I think The Miz is your Royal Rumble champion. And do Miz versus Roman Reigns as Raw's main event. Maybe that doesn't end the show. God, I hope not. I'll admit that. But Roman Reigns and Miz, you want to try and get Roman Reigns over? Have The Miz win the Rumble, challenge Reigns, and switch to Raw. I mean, that would, I don't know. I'm just spitballing here, but I feel The Miz, even if he sticks on SmackDown and it's AJ Styles and The Miz or John Cena and The Miz, it just feels like there's something more in store for The Miz. Same could be said for Braun Strowman. Same could be said for Sami Zayn, but I feel The Miz right now for the Royal Rumble. Moving on to my darling in the world of professional wrestling is NXT. And what a year 2016 was for NXT. This is crazy. Samoa Joe has been in the main event of every TakeOver event, not just in all of 2016, but he was even in the one in December of 2015. Now remember, TakeOver San Antonio was in 2017. So Samoa Joe headlined every TakeOver event, April, June, August, November, for the NXT title. That's impressive. And NXT just keeps getting better and better and better. And Triple H's statements earlier this week, the week after Christmas, saying that he wants NXT to be viewed as a brand and not a developmental as much anymore. Like, it's not guys moving up to Raw or SmackDown. It's guys moving to SmackDown or Raw. And I think that's right, because you guys have, I mean, we have Samoa Joe and Shinsuke Nakamura in the last two TakeOver main events. Those guys have like 20 plus years of experience between them. They're both in their mid 30s. They're both international stars. And they're headlining WWE's developmental? No. This is another brand. And I hope it never changes, because it's like the hardcore professional wrestling fans' WWE dream. Like, it's stars being given the spotlight, being given storylines, being given the chance. Like, that's how it's developmental to me, is it's people who wouldn't get the chance back in the mid-2000s that are now getting a chance to show WWE that they can make it in the WWE. And I think in that sense, it is developmental. It's like WWE developmental. It's not sports entertainment or professional wrestling developmental. It's like WWE. Like, hey, show us you can do our style. And I think that's a pretty fun, like, that's a really interesting way how it evolved, how NXT has evolved. And it's for the better. Like, NXT is money. It is money. Like, I was at NXT TakeOver Toronto. I have not been shy bragging about that. I've been to a lot of wrestling shows. I've been to a WrestleMania. I've been to pay-per-views. I've been to Raws, some of the most classic Raws of all time. But the NXT TakeOver Toronto show was the best thing I've ever been to. And this is WWE's developmental. That's what that means. You know, NXT has made life better for professional wrestling fans. When you're pissed off at Raw or you're annoyed by SmackDown, you can go, oh, WWE Network has a new episode of NXT every Wednesday night. That's pretty great. And that's pretty much NXT. NXT is my favorite thing. If I had to say, what's your favorite thing about professional wrestling? It's 1A NXT, 1B Kevin Owens, and AJ Styles being champion. What my favorite things from 2016. And I'm really excited to see what's going on. WWE is doing some fun stuff right now. Some thoughts on 205 Live. I know it's not very popular right now. I was just at SmackDown in the last week in Detroit, and half the crowd leaves for 205 Live. And I hope WWE, I know they're seeing this, because that's bad. Cruiserweights, you know what made the Cruiserweight Classic so special? That tight, close arena. That not indie feel. I don't want to say indie feel, because it's not indie feel. It's just like that professional wrestling feel. Because that's what this Cruiserweight, this is what 205 Live, it's a wrestling show. Sure, they're trying to do storylines and stuff, but people are watching Cruiserweights to watch Cruiserweights what wrestle. And it's just weird in empty big buildings. It's detrimental on the show. It makes the show hard to watch. It just sounds quiet and awkward. And these guys are doing insane moves and crazy spots and destroying their bodies for absolutely no fan reaction. Tape that show in the NXT arena in Orlando. Please. For the betterment of those cruiserweights, for the betterment of the show, for the betterment of the crowd. If it evolves into something more, put it on tour or something with Raw. Do that, or go back to 205 Live after SmackDown or something, if that's what you really have your heart set on. But I think that that show needs to be taped in the NXT arena, and just kind of, I think that would improve it a lot, because those big empty arenas are awkward. All right, well, I'm going to shut up now. And I just want to thank you guys again for being a supporter of the Court of Nerds. We've got some big things planned for 2017, and we're just getting started. So stick with us. Keep reading the reviews every week. Keep coming to the website. Keep checking out our Facebook page, Court of Nerds, our Twitter account, The Court of Nerds, and our wonderful website, thecourtofnerds.com. We do comic reviews. We do tech news. We do gaming news. We do weird stuff. We do TV. I do the wrestling stuff. I do comic books. We do movies. I mean, we're doing it all right now. And I'm just proud of the improvements and the changes we've made. And we're just getting started. So stick with us. And we're looking forward to it. Signing off.